Hi, this is Steve Spangler from SteveSpanglerScience.com. You know, I've got the greatest job in the world, teaching people how to be amazing. Join me as we explore some of the secrets that I've recently uncovered on my search for how to be an amazing teacher. So, you want to be an amazing teacher? Try this. Get organized. The hardest thing is to take all of the things that we learn from seminars and conventions and professional development experiences and actually put them to use. And so my tip for you is to get organized. And that's this. Don't put science demonstrations in a box. Put science in a closed box anyway. Put science demonstrations in an open top tub. Think of it as a shoebox. You know when you go to the department store and you have those clear containers that you get for a dollar? No lids. Throw the lids away. You want an open top container. Why? Because that's what goes on the shelf back in your teaching prep area so that you constantly have to stare at those materials. You might not have done a demonstration all year long, and if it's sitting in the bottom of a box, you'll continue never to do that demonstration. But if that mysterious water suspension is staring you in the face, or that the piece that you're going to do about respiration, or the chemical magic piece with the cabbage juice indicators, or dissecting the diapers, if it's staring you in the face, you're more likely to be able to build that connection into your curriculum and possibly trade some things up. And I know teachers do that all the time. Once you get organized, you start becoming picky about what you do, when you do it, and you start using your resources better. So this tip is to get organized. Don't put the materials in a closed box. Put it in an open top container. Put the instructions right in there. You'll know if you need to add some more supplies, and you will be a more effective science teacher with those tools right at the tips of your fingers. Now it's time for you to learn how to do something truly amazing by visiting SteveSpanglerScience.com or catch my weekly audio and video blogs at SteveSpangler.com. One word of warning, just watch out for those flying potatoes.